It's 2 o'clock, and it's time now for your appointment with Elizabeth Barrett, the Reluctant Therapist. Hi, Elizabeth. What's on your mind today?
Today, I am thinking about the world of creative arts and how important the arts are to our mental health and well-being as we kick off May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And there are so many different ways that we can attend to our mental health, just as we take care of our physical health. We tend to only talk about mental health when people get into crisis, or we talk about mental health in crisis terms, like someone's going through a depressive episode or they're struggling with anxiety or OCD, whatever that is. We tend to wrap mental health into crisis. And really, mental health is something that can be managed and cared for just as we take care of our physical health, and actually in a lot of the same ways. But it's equally as important, because a lot of how we treat mental health is not as direct as physical health. When you think about physical health, if someone breaks a leg or they get the flu or they develop diabetes, we have protocols that we apply and the person kind of gets on track for their physical health. Then we'll include an exercise program, some PT to get them back rolling. When it comes to mental health, when a crisis comes up, when someone's struggling with whatever their symptoms are, there isn't a straightforward protocol. We have tools we can use. We can prescribe medications. We can send people to therapy. We can try other therapies. But there's never just a one, this is how we deal with it treatment, and then people recover and then they go back to their lives. And that's unfortunate, because mental health itself is more of a part of our entire spirit and our entire being every single day. How we get up in the morning, the attitude that we have, the way that we greet our jobs, the way that we feel about our day-to-day experiences. And I don't think we spend enough time encouraging people to notice what they're doing every day to support their mental health, but they don't actually equate it to supporting their mental health. They'll say, oh, I just enjoy doing this. I enjoy getting together with my friends, or I enjoy playing Scrabble, or I really look forward to getting out and surfing, you know, whatever those things are that we tend to do because we enjoy it. If we put more intentionality into why we were doing these things and why the enjoyment was important, it would do a lot to help settle our mental health, because there's a direct correlation between the conversations we have with ourselves and how our body and our psyche respond. And so part of our work for Mental Health Awareness Month is to become aware of those things we're doing every single day that actually are supportive of our mental health, that are caretaking, so that we can recognize it and remind ourselves, oh, I do these things. Just as I get exercise or I get good sleep, I actually spend time hanging out with my friends, or I go to the movies, or I attend a play, or, you know, I work on my crossword puzzle. And this all supports the way I feel about my life. And that sense of joy gives me a real strong foundation, so that when I go through periods of feeling anxious or feeling depressed, I can allow myself to go through those experiences knowing that I have these tools, these things that I do, that'll help me find my way back to my baseline normal. So that's kind of where my mind is today, because I also have the pleasure of having two guests in the studio, people that I adore, who are part of PCPA. And if you don't know PCPA, today you're going to learn all about it. And because they are our repertory theater, professional repertory theater in Santa Maria, that also has trained multiple generations since 1965, generations of actors and technical, I don't know what they're called. What are they called? Technical artists?
Technical art production. Yes.
Production artists, yeah. Mm-hmm. That have been all over the world. And they are here in the studio today to talk about their 2026 season and their current production of Come From Away, which is a beautiful musical, which I will side note say, and I'll say it again, my husband loved it. And that's not that he doesn't love going to shows, but he loved this one. So this is a good one to drag everyone out to, because it's fabulous. And then we're also going to talk about PCPA and the history of the program, to introduce it to a lot of people who have come to the Central Coast who might not know that we have this phenomenal program right in our back door that also does shows in Solvang. So we're going to talk about the creative arts and how our time spent One, in community when we go to a show. Two, experiencing live theater and what that does for our psyche. Three, how important it is to expose ourselves, our children, our family to different stories, different experiences that give us something to look forward to that will help maintain our mental health. So that's the show. That's my goal. If you're just tuning in, I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. And you'll also be invited to be part of our conversation today. Our number is 805-781-3875. You can find me after the show by sending me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. You can find previous shows at kcbx.org. You can also podcast our show by visiting Apple Podcasts, NPR Podcasts, or Spotify, and look for A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. Hit subscribe, leave us a review, which is also helpful, and you can listen at your convenience. So there's where we are today. We are bringing the arts to the studio, Brad. That's our goal. But we're going to take a quick break and come back and start our conversation right here on Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX.
She's out playing with the radio. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. Yeah, the caravan has all my friends. Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amber Rose, tell me everything I need to know. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la la.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. My guests today are Andrew Philpott and Kitty Bailey from PCPA. Welcome, both of you, to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm going to sing a little of your praises. But Andrew has been a resident artist with PCPA for 22 years. Phenomenal. Teaching Shakespeare. And started your training at George Washington University. Also a dad of a thespian.
Yes.
Quite an accomplishment. Yeah. And I first met you, you're probably going to feel old, and I shouldn't say this, but my daughter Kelly first performed with you when she was 9, and she's turning 30. So that's how I first came to know. I think it was Seussical back in the day.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. I feel old all the time. So
I was going to say that the typical thing is, which you look the same. Kelly has grown, but you look the same.
Thank you.
Is your colleague here, Kitty Bailey, is here with us. She is an artistic associate and resident artist with PCPA for over 30 years, mm-hmm. Directing, acting. You're the dialect coach. You work in voice and speech. Also a mom of 3. And same history with you. The first time I got to meet you was way back when my daughter Kelly was 9 and did a show with you. And it's so fun
Incredible. To
see you still working and bringing a show that I love, Come From Away, to Santa Maria.
So thrilled. I just have to say, I am one of several dialect coaches, but sometimes I do that work too. Andy is as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just thinking about your wonderful introduction about mental health and how Come From Away is such a joyous experience and something that when people say, wait, it's a musical about September 11th,
mm-hmm.
and then to go into it and realize that it is so life-affirming and so filled with joy and love and laughter and about the capacity for human kindness, mm-hmm. and generosity, mm-hmm. is just affirming. And I know that one of the writers wrote about that is not really about September 11th. It's about September 12th and what happens afterwards, how this community, this tiny community, responded to this crisis. And it's so fun.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with Come From Away, Who would like to give the kind of synopsis of the story?
Well, God, you might be better at this than me. I mean, it's the creation of the show.
Yes, for someone who does not know the story. What's it
Let me jump in about the story. So the inciting incident is the closure is September 11, 2001, and the World Trade Center bombings have happened, attacks have happened, and the U.S. airspace is closed.
And this is a true story, by the way.
It's all based on a true story, mm-hmm. and all of the people that are represented in the play are real people. And so because of that, all of the international planes that were heading toward the United States had to be diverted. And all of the ones that were coming across across the Atlantic from Europe were diverted to Gander, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, because it is the easternmost tip of North America. And in fact, it's an island that has less than 9,000 people. And suddenly, and originally, there's the big airport there, even though it's a very tiny population, because transatlantic flights had to refuel there, either going toward Europe or coming back. And this jet propulsion, don't use that word very often, it's not used that often. But so there's this large airport there, international airport. So all of these, suddenly, they would normally just get a few planes in a day. They got 38 jumbo jets landing in one day and 7,000 passengers who were then stranded in this tiny place. And the 9,000 people that lived there had to figure out how to take care of them, and they did for 5 days. And they fed them, and they gave them place to stay, and in every possible place they could imagine. One of my favorite lines, there are so many funny ones and so many heartwarming ones, but one of them is, "Welcome to Walmart. Would you like to come to my house and take a shower?" You know? And the mayor, Claude, ended up saying later on, he said that we had 7,000 strangers arrive on our doorstep. And within 2 days, I'm paraphrasing, 2 days we had 7,000 friends. And in 5 days we had 7,000 family members. They become such life-changing events for all of them.
And to take that story, that historical moment, and then to pull all those stories together into musical, who had that idea?
Didn't it start at some junior college somewhere?
Well, you know, it's funny. It started with, there was a grant that Canada was offering for, I think, musicals to promote Canadian culture. And so Irene Sackhoff and David Hine, who are married and write musicals, and so they wanted to apply for this grant. And so they were looking for material, and then they heard about this story. And so they went to Gander and interviewed and realized this is gold. Mm-hmm. All of these human interest stories that are remarkable. And then the first they workshopped it first at a junior college in Canada.
And then it became an Tony Award-winning play.
Yes.
And then I would imagine recently the rights were released, so it's been able to be seen all over the country.
This is the first season that it's available to regional theaters. And so we are the first regional theater in this area to produce it. And that's pretty – we've been waiting anxiously since it first premiered on Broadway because we knew it was a perfect fit for PCPA and for our audience. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so one of the things you mentioned, Katie, and for Andrew, is that the story, you know, we think of musicals for people who maybe don't go to a lot of shows. They think of the classic, you know, Annie Get Your Gun or Cabaret or musical mm-hmm. In the traditional format. But one of the things about Come From Away is that it is a human interest story that's like vignettes of people's lives that are going, interacting back and forth with music as a part of it, which feels different than the story of dialogue waiting for a big song, that it's so intertwined so well. And Is that different then, or are new musicals more and more following that format?
They're definitely changing. They're evolving all the time. This one is so sort of about this narrative structure.
Yeah.
We are all in character with each other interacting, but then we're also at the same time giving just lots of exposition to the audience. So we're just sort of jumping in and out all the time.
Yeah.
And that's really new.
It almost feels like
us.
Part staged reading, part drama, and then musical intertwined with live music happening on the stage and mm-hmm. in and out. And then also with the characters, you're playing multiple people.
Multiple people. Kitty and I actually we sort of share this one journey as I don't want to give away too much.
But I know it's hard to not get
bolstered. We're two people. We start to be referred to as the come from a ways. Mm. We're two people on the same plane, and we strike up a friendship that blossoms into something else.
Romance.
Over 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's I feel so lucky getting to actually play that part, especially with you, Kitty, because it's just every actor wants a journey. They want to be something different, you know, at the end of the show than what they were at the very beginning. And I get to fall in love, which is really so exciting. And it's like, and I'm playing my own age. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, I feel really young. When I'm playing this part, because this is he's kind of a lonely guy. He's never really had a big relationship.
He's a little nerdy.
He's a little nerdy. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And so this really feels like a whole journey I get to take in the midst of all of these other little snippets
right.
of stories that we see, you know?
You get very vested. I mean, I've seen the show twice, and you get very vested in each individual story and the outcome of it. But at the same time, also, you're playing multiple stories.
Right.
So then
right.
you find yourself, I'm vested in Andrew's character in three different stories.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's amazing writing.
Yeah, it is.
That you could just drop in that quickly and care.
And the whole mm-hmm. set is changing rapidly, and the
yes.
music is the through line. I just want to encourage people to come out to PCPA. What is the date running on this? Let's give the details before we get too into the weeds.
Okay, so we're closing this. We have one more weekend in Santa Maria. We mm-hmm. close on Sunday, May 10th.
Great for Mother's Day. The whole weekend, come anytime. Is there a Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Or we have Friday night at 7 okay. and 2 on Saturday. At 1:30 and 7, and then a 1:30 matinee on Sunday.
Fabulous.
And then, so I encourage you to come, and especially Mother's Day weekend is just perfect, so full of love. And then we will be playing for 3 weeks in at this beautiful Solvang Festival Theater, which is outdoors if you haven't been there, under the oak trees and under mm-hmm. the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a gorgeous experience. And that's going to run from June 11th through June 27th.
So you don't have to wait too much time to see it outdoors either.
No.
And if people want tickets, easiest way is to do it online. But you can always call the box office.
Mm-hmm.
But to go online, pcpa.org?
pcpa.org. And I have the box office number, which is 805-922-8313. Can I just jump in 1 second? We were talking about the journey of our characters and that story and playing our age. One of the things that is so – in addition to being able to play this with Andy, which is just a joy. If you know Andy, then it's you can imagine. And it's this true story of these people who found each other. But it's a later in life romance. And we're mm-hmm. playing – we are their age when they met in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't see that very often mm-hmm. on stage. And it's – and so for me, extremely satisfying to have that kind of representation.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
For people to see themselves.
Love that's not just for 20-year-olds.
We've been married a few times now on stage.
On stage,
and in, you know, various degrees of happiness. I mourned your death.
Oh, that's
in
true.
In the Book of Will.
I know, that was beautiful.
I mean, that was, and we've been, we were a couple fighting over our respective gardens and in native gardens. But this one, we're meeting.
We're falling in
for
love.
For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, for the first time. So yeah. you don't get to see that much.
No.
To people.
Our age.
Our age.
Yeah. You're making it sound like they're decrepit. They're not that old.
But it's interesting that you talked about feeling young playing this part, because I do too.
Yeah.
I feel so young.
Well,
because it allows us to have different colors that we all have in us.
Yes.
But as we mature in the theater, you know, we're just, especially for women, you know, that it's just like, we need you to be
the grandma,
the hard ass, the authority figure, the person who says no or is the conflict
or
in
the
some
nurturer
way.
Or whatever.
Or the nurturer, one or the other. Yeah. So it's fun to have those different colors.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. My guests today are Kitty Bailey and Andrew Philpott, here from PCPA, which is in Santa Maria Pacific Conservatory Theater. And we're talking about the current production of Come From Away and encouraging people to get their tickets and go. But also there's other shows that are coming up this season we want to talk about. And I also want to kind of look at who is the audience for PCPA generally? Is it a younger audience? Is it people of our age that are still, you know, who's enjoying live theater today?
It depends on the show.
Okay.
I would say our most consistent audience person, the person most apt to get a season ticket, is a little advanced in years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we do some really groundbreaking work in our smaller theater, the Severson.
Every brilliant thing there.
Yeah.
Or
we'll do stage readings. Mm-hmm. And I've come to find that some of our older audience members are the most adventurous in a way.
Seeing those shows.
Yeah. But the trouble is that, you know, the older people start to fall away. They can't be there forever. So we're constantly wanting to bring new people, new blood, new cultures into the building. There's a type of audience member that sees one show a year, and that would be the
right around the Christmas time,
the holiday show. The holiday show. Yeah. They'll bring the kids in, and we would hope that they would look at the season and think, oh, this show was so great, I'm going to have to see everything else.
Well, and Come From Away, I think, is that show for bringing in new audience members, because there's such a youthful vibe to the presentation and the musical. The music that is the through line is so, I was going to say easy to listen to. I don't know if that's the right term, but it just supports it so well. Because sometimes I think people are like, oh, it's a musical, it's going to be heavy numbers. But like, no, it all is the story. And then also I noticed that SpongeBob SquarePants is making an appearance in the next week as well for families.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where did that come from?
Well, that's one of our, we call it conservatory rep, and it's our second year acting students who are graduating do two plays in rep, a musical and a play.
It's the culminating project for their 2 years of study.
Right. Yeah. And so all of our regular season programming are fully produced sets, costumes, lighting, sound, all of those things. This is as part of our conservatory. And so it's, we call it maybe a bare bones sort of situation. But it's really just focusing on the students' ability and what they have created with a faculty member directing it. So that'll
be. They're always
great. They're always great. It's just It's so inspiring to watch them just pouring their hearts into it. They get two performances. SpongeBob the Musical will be playing May 14th and 16th, both at 7 o'clock. And then in rep with that is a play called Love and Information, and that's May 15th and 16th. May 15th at 7, May 16th, that's a Saturday matinee at 1:30. And that's just the students, so you will not see the resident artists in
it. You'll get to see Kitty or Andrew.
But you will get to see fabulous students, and who are – you know, such they are the heart of PCPA, and I think that's what a lot of people don't really have any concept of. Mm-hmm. What that's a big part of our identity is it's a conservatory, specific conservatory theater. So we're regional theater, and we're actor and technical theater training programs that have trained students, alumni that are working in the American theater and have been for the last 60 years.
So yeah, I wanted to touch on that, the history of the program for people who don't, who might have heard of PCPA and might know that it's a professional theater and probably know you and Andrew and, you know, Eric and some of the people that have been there for many, many years. But let's talk about the history of the actual program, because it's on the Allen Hancock College campus. Mm-hmm. Who was inspired to even start this program, and what is this repertory program? This conservatory program.
You're looking at me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows the history?
Well, I know pieces of it. A guy named Donovan Marley got out of the Army, and I guess the story goes he was, you know, on a train, just sort of looking out the window and saw this landscape and decided, you know, had this crazy dream. I want to start a theater here. He had a few sort of false starts, I guess, with it, and connected with Allen Hancock College. And in 1962, started this program. He insisted that he wanted training. He wanted
a place for training.
For training. He didn't just want to start a theater. And gosh, I mean, it's just been this big thing.
Is it modeled after? Is there a repertory theater, a conservatory theater model that's consistent around the United States, or was this unique?
The building itself is modeled after the Guthrie Theater.
Okay.
In slightly mm-hmm. smaller form, mm-hmm. but. But yeah, I mean, this was the period in America where regional theaters were just kind of popping up mm-hmm, everywhere, mm-hmm. and you know, he's a tenacious guy and a dreamer, and he made it happen. I often think it's like, what is this theater doing in Santa Maria?
Yeah.
But it's here, and the folks that know about us, they really value it.
Right.
Which I
just wanted to jump in and say part of the story is that Donovan was able to connect with people, Captain Hancock and Marion Hancock, with the Marion Theater and the Marion Hospital are named after, and other people of the area who were visionaries and said, we don't want to have to go to Los Angeles and San Francisco to see really good theater. We want to have it here on the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. And we're visionary in saying, yes, this is really important to a high quality of life.
Which goes to the mental health.
Exactly.
Having the arts is crucial.
It's crucial. And as you're saying, being able to share stories together, be in the same place and hear different stories and witness them, share music together. And so Donovan was able to connect with these people and get them and rally them and to invest in creating this space for this professional, because we're not just a theater program.
Right.
We're not just a college theater program.
Right.
We are professional actor training and professional technical theater training program. So the model is mentor apprentice, so that our students, whether they're acting students or technical theater students, during the class day and weekends, they're in the classroom with the faculty, who are the resident artists and right. the resident designers. They're working with professionals. They're learning how to do the things that they're doing. And then in the evenings, whether it's rehearsal or it's performances, they're working side by side with us. And so that is – it's something that almost doesn't exist in the United States anymore. Yeah.
But was there a time that this conservatory model existed, or was it really kind of piloted here on the Central Coast?
I wouldn't say it was piloted, I don't think. But
I don't know. It's funny. I'm sure there's – probably some similar examples of it.
There are some graduate programs, like I'm thinking, I think the Oslo in Florida, and then Donovan left PCPA and then went to Denver and the Denver Center and Conservatory.
Started a similar training
DCPA,
program there.
DCPA, oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's a theme to
there's
the
a
PA
theme.
Part.
Yeah, so yeah. He went up there and then created that as well. And there are very few. We're the only one that we know of that is associated with a community college and not a university or a graduate program.
Which is also unique because it gives an opportunity for students who have a love of theater and want to pursue it. But again, financially, the programs are out of the reach for many young people. And so you have every 2 years, it's a 2 year program, students come and audition. One of my students just auditioned and was accepted, so I'm quite excited for her. She's excited. But they come and audition for the 2 year program, and then they live in Santa Maria and attend classes and do the professional shows and then graduate. And then where do the students usually end up once they've completed their professional training with you? What are some of the places they've ended up?
Kind of everywhere.
Okay.
You would think that they would go, you know, straight to L.A. or something because it's so close. And many do, but they kind of go all over. Mm-hmm. They'll go to San Francisco. They'll go to some of them have Broadway on their minds, and they'll go right there. A lot of them, which is really inspiring, they want to start their own theaters. Mm. And so I know of three already students who in the last 20 years have started their own theaters.
And carried it on.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're really doing everything in a way. And I have to say, too, that our connection with a community college, you don't have to audition for a show necessarily to get into PCPA. You're auditioning for the training program. Mm-hmm. And if you think you like doing this, if you think theater might be for you, I can't think of a better place to go because for the cost of 2 years at a community college, you're going to get this kind of training, which is
priceless.
It's immersive. It's intense. Immersive. It's, 16 hours a day sometimes. I mean, it's
really, all theater all the time.
It is.
So if for students who are like, I think I want to try this, it's a really low stakes way to immerse yourself in it for two years with people who are working professionally and to really learn what it's all about.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and you're listening to my guests, Andrew Philpott and Kitty Bailey from PCPA, talking about the program and also talking about the season 2026 and Come From Away, which is playing right now down in the main theater and will be moving out to Solvang in a couple weeks. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we actually have a couple tickets to give away to Come From Away, so be ready to call in. Our number is 805-781-3875. We're going to just catch our breath, come back, and continue the conversation right here on Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX.
You tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did he say he'd come to call on me? For
are getting desperate in our home. Living in the parish of the restless folks I know.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. And yes, we have two tickets to give away to see Come From Away. I don't know how you, I don't want to overwhelm you, Brad, but why don't we take the first caller, 805-781-3875, to take a pair of tickets. All we need is your phone number and your email and your name, and then the box office will contact you. My guests today are Kitty Bailey and Andrew Philpott. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me. There's so many theatery things I want to ask you, but I want to finish up with, again, helping people understand what PCPA is besides our regional professional theater. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate enough on the Central Coast because we have you. We also have Slow Rep here in town. So we're kind of golden with phenomenal access to the arts, mm-hmm. which I mentioned at the top of the show is really an important piece of sustaining our mental health. And if our goal is to pay attention to Mental Health Awareness Month and our own mental health, there is a lot of direct research that connects mental well-being and participating in the arts, whether it's as a performer, singing, dancing, writing poetry, spending time in art enclaves, making art, but also witnessing art, attending a performance, attending a concert, attending a play, because there's something about that community experience of viewing the shows together that brings a real sense of calm, connectedness, a sense of belonging, being a part of something greater than ourselves, mm-hmm. when you're sitting having a shared experience. And so I want to keep emphasizing that we have this here in the Central Coast, and it's such a great way for people to tap in for themselves, but also to model that for their children, because I mentioned, Andy, what is the age group who comes to shows? And we have to introduce our children to those habits that they're going to carry throughout their life. And if we don't introduce them to going out to shows, going to concerts, going to plays, it's harder for them to find their way when they get older.
Yeah.
So the people who have come to PCPA to do the professional training, which is the other piece, I remember hearing years ago that Robin Williams is one of the most famous graduates of the PCPA program. Mm-hmm. But there have been others as well.
Yeah, yeah. Jessica Chastain, I think, played Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Kathy Bates did a summer or two. Mark Harlick, who people might know from different shows on HBO. Boyd Gaines. There's been tons, really.
Yeah, I'm terrible at remembering names, but so many people, and so many people have been on Broadway, and we have alums there now.
We do.
It's exciting, and again, I think we underestimate the power of the Central Coast and the influence it has in the world. Brad, did we get a winner for their tickets?
We sure did. Victoria from Los Osos was our first caller in and got herself a pair of tickets to go to PCPA.
Victoria.
She wanted to know, are the tickets good for just one specific night, or can they be redeemed?
Anytime this weekend or into the Solvang show.
Yes, we have 3 weeks in Solvang
Their tickets for Come From Away, and she'll be able to choose the show either this weekend at the Marion or down in Solvang. And if you haven't been to Solvang to see a show in the summertime, it's so much fun to sit out on the lawn and have dinner beforehand and then go sit in the theater. It's warm. warm night, and usually the stars are out. And I don't know if Kitty or Andy will want me to say this, but I love when the bats fly through as the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. It just, this whole feeling of the outdoor theater experience is really phenomenal. So thank you, Victoria, for listening.
We'll have her name on the will call desk there at PCPA.
Yes, we'll get the information to PCPA's box office. All right.
Congratulations, Victoria.
Thank you. So what else is coming up then that we want to encourage people to maintain their mental health by attending?
Absolutely. Oh, and I just want to add in that you were talking about mental health and that feeling of connectedness. Yes. You know, you think about people, you know, that, what do we call it, the crisis of loneliness right now, people feeling so disconnected that when people are in an audience together that our heartbeats start to sync up, you know, and they'll speed up whenever something exciting is going on.
Gasp at the same time.
Yeah, and that's that feeling of connected to other people is totally different than watching something on a screen.
It is.
It's just a different experience.
We're still recovering from our post-COVID, you know, even though it's been 6 years now. We're still slowly finding our way back into our community experiences. And I just know personally, every time I go to a show, my thought as I leave is, I'm so glad I did this. I feel so much better every single time. Wow. But that kind of tentativeness of returning to the space of lots of people, it took some time.
Take a while. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, it feels so good to laugh with other people.
Yes.
Yeah. And get teary with other people, too.
Watch people fall in love that are my age.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we have some really fun things coming up. So beginning in Santa Maria, June 18th through July 3rd, we have a really fun, exciting new show called, or new for us, called Luchadora. Hmm. And Luchadora is a reworking of the Mulan story, but in the world of Mexican wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it's very funny. It's very heartwarming, family friendly, and it's a woman who's remembering when she was 16 and how she finds this worn pink mask, and she remembers when she was the year that she was 16, how she got involved with Mexican wrestling I'm forgetting Lucha Libre, is that what it's called? And her father he's ailing, and he has to fight this final round in wrestling, and then she finds this mask and she goes in and she is
so it's
brave.
The Mulan story?
It's the Mulan story, and it's supposed to be fantastic.
And is that a musical or?
It's not a musical, it's a play.
Okay.
And it will be playing in Santa Maria through July 3rd. And then we talked about Come From Away. We'll be going to Solvang.
Yes.
And then we will be taking our holiday production of Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical, to Solvang. It's going to snow in Solvang in the summer under the stars. And that's going to be playing July 5th through August 2nd in the beautiful Solvang Festival Theater.
What a fun place to do Frozen.
I know. It's going to be great. So if you don't know the musical, but you know the animated movie with Elsa and Anna and Kristoff and Olaf, we'll all be there. And it is fantastic. A lot of songs you know from the movie, and then some additional wonderful songs, great dance numbers, lots of magic.
It is. I took my grandchildren for the holiday show. We're going to have to come back into Solvang. But they were so mesmerized by how Olaf came to be on the stage right in front of them. They just, you know, it's, as you said, it's different on the screen to have experienced life, but to have the kids see the characters right there in front of them, that experience for them is so different. And not to take away from from PCPA, but I also took my grandson to see James and the Giant Peach that Questa did. And it's that same experience of watching a young person try to process what they're seeing with these characters, and he talked about it. He still talks about it, just all the things that happened and he saw. He'll bring it up much more than he ever talks about something he saw on TV.
Wow.
That those live experiences, they'll talk about Frozen and seeing Olaf and then going to the play. And to be able to see this in real time with my grandchildren is a reminder again how important these community experiences or group experiences are.
Mm-hmm. And it takes so much more imagination, too.
Yes.
You know, of suspension of disbelief. We talk about mm-hmm. that a lot. And of what a rich experience that is. I don't want to put down screen, you know, watching things on screens. I like watching movies, too,
you know,
I like watching TV, too. But it's just a different – it's a different
it
experience.
It's a different neural process.
Yes, it does.
Because we can materialize almost anything on screen now with CGI mm-hmm. and AI. But theater magic is such that different animal where
yeah. –
where you ask the audience, all right, I want you to imagine this.
We're in this place.
Yes.
As this.
Mm-hmm.
And who does that better than kids?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that
yeah, it
they,
still
they
is
end
resonating.
Up talking about it.
Yeah. Well, the yeah. magic of, you know, coming back to Come From Away, but it's, you know, you change your jacket and you're a different person.
Yes.
You change it, you put a hat on, you're
yeah.
a different person.
And just
and change
the
a dialect. And
moving
change
the chairs
a chair.
Makes a whole different set.
And then and the audience is laughing.
Yes.
And then they're crying. And
yes.
then they're because we're buying into it. We're all buying into it together. Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting journey that we all get to go on.
Yeah.
Which is, again, why I wanted to have you come in to talk about Come From Away, because, again, I've seen it multiple times, and my husband loved it. There's so much that happened. It's just one act. There's not an intermission.
Yeah.
It just is all there in front of you, and so many things were happening, so many layered pieces. You can see it multiple times, which I have, and I catch a different story or a different – you know, part of it every time I see the show, and it would be a great introduction. My guests are Kitty Bailey and Andrew Philpott from PCPA, our local professional repertory theater and conservatory training right here in the Central Coast. All right. I want to backtrack a question to you.
Okay.
What led both of you to find your way to being professional actors, to following this craft? Was it something that your parents encouraged or... How did you find your way to this?
I was, I guess, really lucky. My parents, you know, encouraged it. I don't know if they encouraged it. Maybe they just indulged it.
Maybe they knew it was inevitable.
Maybe. I mean, I started when I was about 9.
Oh, okay.
At a children's theater in Carmel.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And this one lady ran the whole thing, teaching all these kids. She wrote all the plays. We thought she was a little crazy. Even at that age, we were like, hard to take her seriously. Mm-hmm. But man, she laid down such a sense of discipline mm-hmm. in me about what this is. And then you get to be 18 years old, and it's like, I think I want to keep doing this.
Mm.
I want to give this a try because mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm good at anything else.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yep.
there's that too.
I hear that quite often.
Yeah. A lot of people say, if you can do anything else besides act, please do it. Because it is so tough and the odds are not really in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kept at it. And tried L.A. for about 10, 15 years, did some film and TV, but theater was always my playground.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah.
How about you, Kitty? How'd you find your way?
It's kind of similar, although it started as a kid. My mother was very involved in our local, very vibrant community theater. I came from a tiny town in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
And she tells a story of she would choreograph, she would costume design, she'd do all different kinds of things. And she tells a story of holding me on her hip as she was teaching choreography. And then I was like, I want to do it.
Put me down.
I want to be in it too. And so that never went away. And just like Andy, I mean, I was always, you know, what show can I do next? Like Kelly mm-hmm. when she was young. And then getting into growing up and thinking, can I actually do this?
Wait, is this a job that people have?
Yeah, I knew it was a job, but I didn't know how to get it.
Right.
I didn't know how to get a job like
right.
that, especially coming from Arkansas. But I ended up out here in California because I came out here to go to graduate school at UC Irvine to get my master's degree in acting because I was actually an English major in college on the East Coast. And
What? Where did you get your training in the East Coast?
Brown University. So then I came to California. And I was like, well, if I do want to be an actor, I should get some training. I had acted my whole life. But
you didn't do the theater program in undergraduate.
I didn't. Okay. I didn't. And so then it was when I was at Irvine that I was hired to come up here for the first time as a summer actor. And I knew already that – because I had spent some time in New York, hadn't lived there, but I just liked to visit and I liked to leave.
I did not want to live there.
And then being in the – you know, near L.A. In Irvine, I was like, ugh, I don't really want to live in L.A. And I didn't know what I wanted until I came up to PCPA and discovered the Central Coast. And I was like, holy cow, this is what I want.
This speaks to me.
This is the life that I want. And I didn't know how to make that happen. But I was so incredibly lucky because at the end of my summer, I said, well, I have one more year of grad school. And we have, at that time, an internship program where they hired actors, six actors at the time, who had just gotten out of graduate school. And I said, so after I get out of graduate school, I'd love to come to that program. Mm-hmm. And so then as soon as I finished my MFA, then I came and I was part of the internship. And during that year, I was like, gosh, I just love it here so much. And I said, well, someday. And part of that, what we haven't talked about is that I was working with not only doing what I love to do, but working in a company that produced musicals and Shakespeare and comedies and tragedies and contemporary work, and working with professionals that I admired so much. The resident company, I just admired them. And some of them were married and had kids, and they all had, you know, they had their homes here. And I thought, that is the life that I want. That's my dream. And so my internship was ending, and I said, well, someday I really would love to come back here, as many people who do, who come as guests. They were like, I want to come back. And then I was asked to stay. And then I never left.
That was 30 years ago. Once you got your foot in the door, you were not.
Yeah. And then I actually, a few years after that, I remember standing in line at the box office to get some tickets. And this lovely lady was standing next to me, and she was saying nice things and, you know, enjoyed my work. And she said, we just love you. And we just know that someday you're going to make it. And I said,
that's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I said, I have made it. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I want. I was like, I have this job that I love, that is important, and that I work with people I admire. I look forward to going to work every day, and most days, almost every day. I was like, I have my family. I have my home. I live in the Central Coast. Yeah. I've made it.
Yeah. But isn't it funny that we still don't recognize that the Central Coast is a perfect place to be, and that the arts here are as professionally done as they are anywhere else in the country.
And something else people may not realize is that people travel from all over the country to work at PCPA.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And we have locals, people who grew up here too, who work there. But I don't know if and some people travel across the United States to come and work, say, with Abby Hogan, who is an incredible artist, and learn scenic painting from her. They
from the technical piece of it, because there's the whole costume design and lighting and set building. That training also goes on through the conservatory. So if there's someone who loves being in the theater and performing arts but not on the stage, there's the whole technical training that I don't know if people know exists.
Right.
So if you have a young person who's kind of wondering what they're supposed to do next, and they've got a penchant to building things, making things, and love theater, it's a great career.
Exactly. Stage management. Yes. It's a great career. And so
I always wanted to be a dramaturg.
Of course.
Being the historical person to make sure that all the props and everything were in the right era. I love that. So in our last few minutes, I'm going to ask you the tough actor question. What are some of your favorite roles that you've played, and what are the ones that you're still hoping you'll get to play? I should have warned you ahead of time so you can come with a list.
Oh, gosh. We did Ragtime a bunch of years ago, and I got to play the character Tate, who is a Latvian immigrant and newly arrived in New York. Just adored playing that character. Mm-hmm. Richard III that I got to do with Kitty was a huge, huge high point. I've been in Beauty and the Beast 3 times, and playing Lumiere is just heaven. Mm. Just the happiest guy in the world. Mm. And love stepping into those shoes. How about you, Kitty?
Yeah. What do you mean? Some of your favorites. Patsy
Cline? Patsy Cline. I ended up unexpectedly doing 3 different productions of Patsy Cline in my career. And incredibly satisfying. And playing Amanda Wingfield in The Glass Menagerie and playing Kate Keller in All My Sons, playing Dolly Levi in both Hello Dolly and The Matchmaker, which is what Hello Dolly's based on. Love. I hope I get to play her again in my life because she is a delight, and both of those shows are so great. And then a total way back, one of my favorite shows to ever do, not the greatest show, but a great story, is The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh, yes.
And I got to play Molly Brown, who has the bit based on a true, real story. And she just has the most amazing, wonderful journey. And I got to start out like wrestling on the ground with my brothers in the dirt, and then ended up in Paris wearing the glorious clothes and come back on the Titanic and survive it. And it was so fun.
Story.
It was so fun to do that.
Well, the hour went too quickly, and I'm sorry, but I want to make sure that we mention the last part of 2026 is going to be Beehive, right?
Exactly.
I want to make sure people know.
It's going to be so fun. So it's Beehive, the 60s musical. It's going to play in Santa Maria July 23rd through August 2nd.
At the Marion.
At the Marion Theater. Mm-hmm. And then in Solvang, Outside Under the Stars, August 7th through 23rd. It also has a live band on stage like Come From Away. And it's celebrating 1960s girls groups, and it goes from sort of sock hop to social change and revolution, featuring Aretha Franklin and Carole King and Janis Joplin, and so fantastic, really celebrating these amazing women, and high energy, super fun. It's just a great, great, fun night of theater.
So there's all of the ways you can get out and appreciate maintaining your mental health and supporting the arts here in the Central Coast. PCPA.org to find out more information and to purchase tickets. You can also call the box office. You'll get to see Kitty and Andrew in the shows this summer, now that you can say, I heard you on KCBX. But thank you both so much for being
here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
This has been a conversation with The Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You can send me an email to thereluctanttherapist.com. Find previous shows at KCBX. I can't say anything now. KCBX.org. As always, thank you for tuning in, listening, and supporting Central Coast Public Radio. KCBX.
Yeah, you won't believe what you're meant to be when you lie to yourself. Suitcases full of dreams, don't waste it on routine. Take the time off your shell. As you gather up your crumbs, your pride is feeling numb. You know you lose and learn. You know you lose and learn. Don't blame another soul for the happiness in store. 'Cause you're feeling more and more like a bird.